Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is going to be a long month. There'll be a number of things that happen this month. For me, most notably, I will turn 59 on the 16th. And I'm not going to do, I mean, not that I don't normally do anything anyway. But this is going to be a long month. And as we go through this month, you know, I sort of, this whole idea of the new normal sort of bugs me, because there are those who would politically weaponize this battle against coronavirus, against COVID-19. Policy disagreements, okay, that's always going to be there. That's why there's two parties, two political parties. But there will be no let up in the blame game, featuring unproductive rehashes of what various leaders did or did not do weeks or even months in the past. And the main assaults will have to be absorbed by the Trump administration and the Republican governors, who did not immediately dance to the shutdown courses that filled the air as soon as the threat of the pandemic began to swell. And I don't know why they would have done it anyway, because we've never done this before. We've never done this before. But Democrats are going to take some heat as well, especially as New York and California wrestle with the impact befalling their populations. The record will show that leaders who leapt early to restrictive policies will be credited with prescient wisdom, from Gavin Newsom to Republican Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio. But the America of April is not going to be the spackled patchwork of just a few weeks ago. We do not have a full national stay-at-home order, but we have a strong federal stay-home suggestion from every voice at the daily White House briefings that have become a late-day TV staple. And I get it. Like I said earlier, I was at Costco today, and I was trying to maintain my distance. Now, it was sort of irritating for me, because while I'm trying to maintain my distance, that doesn't stop people from just stopping in the middle of your aisle. And I was, you know, they were trying to restrict how many people were in Costco at one time. So, and plus, they were also restricting the way you go move around in Costco. They were trying to keep everybody going in a certain direction and not heading into each other. Then there would be the people that would just pass right past me, and I mean come within, you know, just normal distance. I'm not going to get out there and say not social distancing, because that's a new thing. Just come within, you know, just pass me by. So the stay-at-home suggestion, I get it, simply because it was so contagious, and they didn't know, they still don't know a lot of stuff about this, and what they're trying to do now is they're trying to play catch-up. I get that. Right now, today, we are a cooperative nation, and we will remain so. But there's corners of protest to be found, as some wonder when the government's emergency powers might become an arguable infringement on the various constitutional rights. And I don't see a whole lot of evidence of any sort of mounting restlessness. We are hurting, But there's a consensus that our voluntary derailment of the economy has been, if not necessary, then at least reasonable in the view of the mounting virus death toll, which is, and I hate to say this. It's not that. The number is not something that just stuns me, What is stunning me is some of the misinformation we're getting at it. Now, we have had to have leaps of faith and trust often hard to find in our relationship with the government as we go along, and the usual American appetite for cynicism has been restrained as we try to listen to leaders recite the litany of things we must do if or not do if we are to protect our fellow citizens. But what is in the long-term plan for some of those leaders once the threat has passed sufficiently to allow us out of our homes to restart our stalled lives and rebuild our wrecked economy? And the term that you're hearing now is the new normal. Yeah. It might be a reference to the time span of our current plight or an expectation of what awaits us in the changed nation thereafter. The term should be rejected in both usages. People had coronavirus here in the United States in December. People had coronavirus here in the United States in January. Before it made the news, before it was trendy, people had coronavirus here. And, they were probably, the ones that passed away probably were lumped into the flu. There's nothing normal, though, about these days of gambling our livelihoods to save lives. We've never done this. The fact that it's not going to last forever is comforting, but, it had better not last until summer. For as long as it does, it needs to be viewed as an extraordinary and wholly temporary aberration brought about by a circumstance we hope to never see again, and we had better prepare for it like it's coming next week when we finish with it. We also have to repel this notion that the post-corona America will be forever changed, twisted into a new normal level of government control over our lives. I would never suggest that the left is enjoying the carnage expected by this virus, although there's a lot of evidence that that's the case. But they're taking advantage of it in a quest to replace the president with a Democrat successor, which I don't even know how that's going to play. I mean, Joe Biden is completely absent from everything right now. What is he supposed to do? Just go, me too? No, I don't like that. He's having to do all of this stuff from his home. This guy is elderly. He can't go out into the world. Not with his coronavirus out there. So their dream is that we will be so thrilled to have the vice grip of federal and local laws loosened that we will barely notice the overreach they seek to maintain indefinitely. Governor Newsom's Wednesday news conference featured a question as to whether the virus and its accompanying shackles on citizens offered an opportunity for additional progressive steps at the national and state level. And Newsom replied, yes, the opportunity for reimagining a more progressive era as it relates to capitalism. And identifying himself as a capitalist was virtually all the left will do as they seek to conceal assaults on economic freedom. He concluded, we see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern. And it had two adverbs that should send chills through lovers of list of liberty, systematically and sustainably. The first referring to the wish to infuse the grip of government throughout its many layers, and the second defining the intent for it to last forever. So, when this is over, I intend to go back to exactly the way I was before. And I intend that this country will go back to exactly the way it was before. And maybe we will be joined by this million or so new people that have, they've probably been leftists all of their lives, but now they're gun owners and they have found something out that they didn't know. They found out they've been lied to. Nobody likes finding that out. That can be one of those life-changing events. And we'll see how that plays. I've been lucky because nothing has changed for me. But I don't expect anything's going to change for me or anybody else in this country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hoosier.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, do you feel blessed? I feel so blessed. I mean, really blessed. Because we have a mainstream media full of brilliant Renaissance men, women, and gender non-specific entities who are masters of so many varied and intermittently useful skills and who are eager to share their knowledge on us benighted souls. The pandemic has revealed that every urban Twitter blue check scribbler, MSNBC, CNN panelist, New York Times WAPO doofus, and barely legal senior editor of a website you've never heard of is a Nobel Prize winning epidemiologist, a master logistician, and a diversity consultant to boot. They may all be lousy journalists, but damn it, you know, they're also lousy at other jobs that they didn't even pretend to train to do. It's awesome to see people with zero life experience in any relevant field weighing in as if we shouldn't just laugh in their pimply faces. Now, here's the typical resume of one of these hacks that you watch every night on the TV tube telling you that you need to stay at home, all this other stuff, you know. They went to high school, but they never went to parties. Then they went to college, and they majored in journalism, and they never went to parties. And then they went to journalism grad school, and they never went to parties. And they work in the media, and they go to Manhattan, Georgetown cocktail parties. And this apparently qualifies them to explain to people like us who've actually done something or in our lives how stuff is supposed to work. Each of them is an official junior epidemiologist weighing in on curve flattening and RO rates, like they have any idea what any of that means. And what's really funny is how they now want to decide what we should hear by censoring the president and his team's press conferences and then reporting to us only what they consider to be things we should know. So, yes, the media presumes to decide what we need to know, not Dr. Fauci, not Dr. Brix. No, the media. And because the media is full of smart people who know stuff or something. But they have a poor record, you know, there's that. The media largely fell for the Imperial College apocalypse flu scenario. But then again, they wanted that to happen. They wanted this to be the way it was. It's more fun to be chronicling the fall of Rome than just another day in the 3rd century AD under Emperor Elagabalus. The doomsayers ended up walking back their zillion dead to a few thousand dead. And the media just sort of ignored it because we dodged a bullet that time. Doesn't have the same resonance as we're all going to die. And it's Trump's fault, of course, not our Chi-Com friends that did this. Another heretofore unknown skill that the media believes it possesses is logistics. Like, why hasn't Trump commanded a million ventilators to appear? They demand. It's pretty easy to see where they might have gotten the idea that the moment one articulates a desire to possess something that it magically appears. After all, Amazon. If you want something, you can go to a store and get it 24/7. You can go on Amazon. It'll be at your Manhattan apartment in 48 hours. It's stupendous. Since they've never built anything or transported anything or distributed anything, only benefited from the labor of the unhip people who actually do those kinds of things, it's only natural that the delayed adolescents who make up our media class imagine that material goods can simply be wished into being. Because, for all practical purposes, during normal times, because of the efforts of Americans they look down upon, material goods pretty much can be simply wished into being. But prosperity takes work. Not that the media would know about that. Rhodes scholar Rachel Maddow mocked our Navy over the idea that they could sail a floating hospital up to New York, leveraging her nautical knowledge to insist it was weeks away. It would take all of those water army people a week. and the ground army simultaneously built a full hospital in a few days. And amazingly, almost none of the folks doing it attended Harvard. But hey, our media elite has contributed, or they've accomplished. You know what? Just shut up, you racists. Don't be pointing this stuff out. Just shut up. And the same people who are always telling us how smart they are and how they are morally entitled to instruct us peasants have never designed anything, engineered anything, built anything, trucked anything, or assembled anything except maybe something from IKEA, which I've done that too. But they are qualified to insist that poof, a bunch of N95 masks should magically appear overnight. I guess everything is easy if you don't have to do it yourself. What's even more amusing is that their solution to the problem of stuff not magically appearing, which is socialist central planning. They lambasted Trump for not using the Defense Production Act to command companies to build stuff the government wanted. Nothing like commanding civilians to do things to make them do it faster rate than under the snail-like plodding pace of modern business. Of course, he did use it when GM started dithering and immediately got criticized for it, because there's no way to win with these people. But when journalism, however you put it, you start from the conclusion that Trump is terrible, and then you work backwards from there. The media types were delighted to find empty shelves in our supermarkets in the early part of the crisis, which many turned into an occasion for owning the cons over complaints about the scarcity of goods in socialist countries. But the thing they missed, because they're stupid and unserious people, those goods that are no longer on the Safeway shelves are on American family shelves at home. In socialist countries, there was never anything on the store shelves. And apparently the media class thinks they are giant warehouses with an endless supply of goods just sitting there somewhere waiting, and they have no idea how logistics work, how goods flow. It's all much easier if you actually have a socialist command economy. You get nothing and you like it, or you don't like it. And here's your weekly bean allowance. It's just some crazy stuff. It's some crazy stuff. So, while they're sitting here arguing with me about whether something like bat soup is really the cause of it, at the same time they expect something just to go poof and be there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new recommendations to fight the spread of coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the agency is advising a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical-grade or surgical-grade masks.
President Trump says Russia and Saudi Arabia are working out their ongoing dispute over oil. The price war between the two has hurt U.S. companies. Still, President Trump says we should take advantage of the low oil prices to purchase a lot of oil to fill up the nation's strategic reserve. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 360 points to finish the week on a down note at 2152. The S&P also lost 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Right now, there's a lot of fear going on. And I mean, I can see it everywhere. I see people driving around in cars very frantically wearing a mask. I don't understand that because when you're in the car, if you were to actually clean the surfaces of the car, you're in a relatively safe environment for you, for yourself. Part of that fear is being driven by both misleading information and misinformation. Misleading statistics, bad math, especially about the disease's body count. So let's look to New York, because New York is the epicenter of the pandemic here in the United States. And we're now regularly inundated on cable TV news with the latest pandemic statistics from the city. And they grow gloomier by the hour. And these figures have frightened people into submission as state and local governments across America enact repressive measures that they're saying are necessary to contain the virus or slow its proliferation, slow down the deaths, It's the creeping death, don't you know? We got to slow it down. So after doing everything in their power to oust Trump, the journalists and others now calling him a weakling for supposedly not doing enough, while they demand an unprecedented nationwide crackdown. Now, the problem starts with the fact that the highly influential statistics from the Big Apple paints a false picture of what is actually happening. In New York City, the death of anyone who dies or tests positive for COVID-19 is then automatically counted as a coronavirus death. This is the case even if the coronavirus failed to play a significant role in the person's passing or illness. Because what do we keep getting? We keep getting told that a lot of the people that have coronavirus are asymptomatic. They have it, but they're carriers. They're not sick with it. That's what we're getting told, right? So what if they die in a car wreck? Does that mean they died of coronavirus? The way they're calculating this calculus, it violates established scientific standards, right? Because, you know, they're all out there saying, well, listen, I'm all about the science. Well, recently, Brett Hume of Fox News read about New York City's unscientific methods in a Twitter thread initiated by a thoughtful user named Adam Townsend. And he tweeted April the 1st, very informative thread, explains why New York's COVID-19 fatality numbers are inflated. They don't distinguish between those who die with the disease and those who die from the disease. And that's a crucial difference here. Having the disease and dying is different than dying from the disease. Now, this has been explained to me before by people in the medical profession. When they argue against ordering excessive tests for a patient, they say that plenty of old people die, for example, who have cancer present in their bodies. Sometimes they don't even know the cancer is present because the growth is tiny and slow growing and it doesn't affect them. And as they age, they die of some other cause, even though they do in fact have cancer. And when they die, it is not counted as a cancer-caused death because the cancer cannot be said to have killed them. Now, this isn't a new thing, by the way. New York City's government is not the only one doing this. In an open letter to Angela Merkel, Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, professor emeritus of medical microbiology at the Johannes Gutenberg University of Mainz, wrote, "The biggest mistake being made worldwide to report virus-related deaths as soon as it is established that the virus was present at the time of the death, regardless of other factors. This violates a basic principle of infectiology. Only when it is certain that an agent has played a significant role in the disease or death may a diagnosis be made." Infectiology, also known as infectology, is a branch of medicine that deals with the diagnosis, management, and treatment of various infectious or contagious diseases, according to Medihub. Why do the rules of infectiology not apply to the Chinese virus? And here's the thing that, you know, I don't want to go this far, but I'm going to go this far, okay? We hear every year from the left how 34,000 people die from gun violence. And we also know, because this is the same year in and year out, that two-thirds of them die due to suicide. And they use a gun to kill themselves. Now, killing yourself because you're depressed, because you have some inner demon gnawing at you to where you just can't know a moment of peace, is very different than being killed in the commission of a drug crime. And yet, we constantly have these numbers conflated, which is exactly what they're doing with coronavirus right now. Now, when this started, when this really started getting bad and everything, my first thought was, surely we will become nonpartisan in this as we go along. And that simply is not the case. Now we're using this, or now they're using it on the left, as a means to you know, make out like everything dying out there right now is dying due to coronavirus. The other part they're making you believe is that if you do catch coronavirus, you're going to die. Because out of the cases that we've had, I don't know what the percentage is that's, you know, coming through this. I can tell you this, if what I had was coronavirus when I came back from SHOT Show, which there's a very good chance it could have been because I flew on 4 airplanes in a week and I was in a place where there were 70-some-odd thousand people coming in front of me and I was walking all around and there was no personal space in Las Vegas that week. Then again, there's no personal space, I don't think, at Las Vegas anytime when there's not COVID-19 hanging out. So, that was horrendous. The cough itself was so bad, I've never felt anything like it. But I still came through it. I've come through a few horrendous things in my time. So have you. And this idea that you catch something and it's an automatic death sentence, I don't know. I don't know if we've ever had a disease that bad in modern time. But whatever's going on, the rules of science are not being applied here. They're being ignored. The information is being conflated. And you're being told on a daily basis that coronavirus kills you. And that is simply not the case. We have to get past this fear. And we have to take control of this situation. And we have to tell the government we're sort of tired of sitting at home and it's time to go back to work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want to tell you about this just because I think it's, on one hand, it's very educational. On the other hand, it's pretty funny. Late stage socialism has some pretty clownishly weird stuff on offer, but I can't ever remember a time I've seen anything like this before. Now, this is coming from the BBC, which is why we haven't heard about it here. A Venezuelan Navy coastal patrol boat sank in the Caribbean after allegedly ramming a cruise ship that it had ordered to change direction. The owners of the Portuguese-flagged RCGS Resolute said the naval vessel Niguato also fired shots in an act of aggression in international waters. The collision left the cruise ship, which has a reinforced hull, for sailing in icy waters with only minor damage. Venezuela accused the Resolute of an act of aggression and piracy. And it also said it did not rule out that the cruise ship was transporting mercenaries to attack military bases in Venezuela. Because that's on everybody's mind right now. Let's go attack Venezuela. I can't even have my zebra that I might want there. And I can find plenty of water as long as I find a good sewer that's still got a little liquidity to it. So here we have a show of military might from the brave and ready Chavista Venezuelan government, whose leader has just been declared by the U.S. to be a drug dealer and put on a special Noriega list, probably getting ready for his close-up against some loud tapes playing Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good. And they decided to put on a show of military force to teach gringo or something. I don't know. But instead of attacking a U.S. Navy warship, several of which have been dispatched by Trump to the Venezuelan coast 2 days ago, loaded with surveillance aircraft and special forces teams, they went after a cruise ship. They could have gone after the Nimitz, and they went after Love Boat. This cruise ship might have been loaded with big German tourists sipping pina coladas. But in this case, it wasn't. In this case, it was not. And I got to tell you, the RCGS Resolute does not look like any cruise ship I've ever seen. This looks like a little something that the Klingons would come up with. But I digress. So at midnight, according to the Hamburg-based cruise line, they were attacked. So they probably wanted to steal it, given that they ordered the ship in international waters, no less, to head to the now hellhole Isla Margarita, where the locals once tried to beat Maduro to death and have had government funds cut off ever since. I hate to tell you this, but pirates do sneak attacks at night. So innocent of any knowledge that the cruise ship was equipped with reinforced hulls built for Arctic travel, and its captain probably the nautical equivalent of an ice road trucker, all they managed to do was, you know, come up to ramming speed, aim at the boat, hit the boat, and sink themselves, while the big clunky unarmed floating tourist resort carried on with minor scrapes, wondering what that local talent incident was all about. I wish, with all of my heart, that I had video of this. I can't begin to tell you. If this was meant to be a show of force ahead of the U.S. Navy's warship tour of the area, I don't know. If this is Venezuelan military readiness, how are you guys still in power? If it's some show of military judgment, they attacked an unarmed cruise ship built for tourist travel. This should have been a slam dunk. And they lost anyway. The cruise ship won. The cruise ship even tried to contact the pitiful Chavista Pud knockers to rescue them from their own idiocy in the water, but they couldn't reach them, so odds are they went down to Davy Jones' locker along, although the Chavistas claim otherwise. And now they're yelling that the cruise ship was the real pirate and engaged in aggression in typical leftist projections. This is so scorn-inducing. You would imagine it would make it on the Hannity Show or Carlson or Fox News Tonight, but it's actually socialism as it reaches Greg Gutfeld territory. And you can't find bigger clowns pulling a stunt this stupid, not even in a cartoon. I can only imagine what the U.S. sailors are going to think as they get closer to the Venezuelan coastline and take a look-see in there. I can only imagine how that's going to go. It's pretty funny stuff. I mean, I think it's pretty funny stuff. I don't know what you think about it, but it's one of those things that I can't possibly make up. Now then, this COVID-19 pandemic, what it has done, it has taught us one thing. In these locales where they've tried to shut down FFLs, but they didn't have universal background checks, some people have been able to arm themselves that way by buying a gun from a private source. I have no issue with that. I don't use things like this simply because it makes me a little bit nervous. I've bought some things on Craigslist before, and when I go to pick it up at Craigslist, you know, it's like meet me in the parking lot of the grocery store next to the dumpster. Yeah? Okay. Then I have my son going with me, so I have a second set of eyes. He's got a gun. I've got a gun. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. In some of these jurisdictions where they've shut down access to gun shops, that they also have basically done away with private sales unless they go through a gun shop. Now, this has had a much more pronounced effect on people. Gun owners know that for many law-abiding individuals, NICS checks, let alone point-of-contact state checks, have never been instant. And that's the truth. The only way they become incident is in the states where if you have a concealed carry permit that you don't go through a background check and you just fill out the form, give them your money, and walk out with the gun, that's as close as it comes. I mean, there's still a bit of process to go in there. It's definitely not like buying a book. I'll tell you that. Now, in the 2018 NICS operations report, the FBI noted that 30% of all NICS checks were not instant determinations. And they explained that 20% of all checks required some additional analysis to complete, while 10% were delayed for further research. And the problem overwhelmingly burdened law-abiding gun owners, as only 1.21% of all checks resulted in a denial. And that's where the details begin to bear themselves out. These simple facts, of course, don't shame the gun grabbers at all into dropping their background checks or instant talking point. But what has changed is with this COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of people are now very much aware, but you know, they didn't know it before, but they know the firearms background check is not instant. And they know that they can't order one on Amazon and have it delivered to their door. And they know it's not easier to buy a gun than it is a vegetable. All of those lies have been put to waste. Good stuff. When we get back, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten to finish this week up in style, shall we? Let's do that. I always like talking to Dean. I have no idea where we're going, but I'm going to go with him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.